C.S. Lewis.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. And we are watching The Present Truth. And beside The Present Truth are The Present Lies. Lies, lies, lies. There's something I've considered doing for quite a while. I'm going to touch on it. I'll see how far I'm going to get into it. With the Grammys 2 weeks ago, or two Sundays ago, and the display of witchcraft, then with the Super Bowl halftime, a continued display of witchcraft. Witchcraft is in our face. And I have been reading articles about the rise of the occult in social media. And there's a site, Witch Talk. I don't want to... That's the only time I'm going to mention that site. But I've been reading an article how on that site, there was an article written actually about that site. And the article... The base thought was the young women that are being brought into the occult. Now, I've had to think about this. Initially, in the Garden of Eden, who did Satan, who did he direct his attack upon? It was not Adam, it was Eve. How did he direct that attack on her? What was his tool? What was it that he used to deceive her? Well, there was there's a ministry called Skywatch, Tom Horn. He had a husband-wife team. I think it was the wife. I don't remember the authors. They wrote a series on Nakash, on the serpent in the garden. And the serpent in the garden didn't target Adam. The serpent in the garden targeted Adam's wife, Eve. And the way he targeted her was he looked at and studied her. And what he studied was her, he gave a psychological profile. Now, presently in the world, in the DARPA, the militaries of the world, in the psychiatry, the world of psychiatry, psychiatrists, they target and they look at the psychological profile of individuals, male, female, children, a culture, a world. They look at and study Adolf Hitler, the men in the psychological world that were, the plan was to deceive the German people. They knew how to do it because it was a psychological operation. It was a psychological military operation. In the Garden of Eden, this operation began with Nakash studying and profiling Eve. It was so psychological profile. Just a conversation. Let's say that, you know, with Cactus and I, we visit like this all the time. She's kind of upset because I forgot yesterday was Valentine's Day. I didn't know what to get her. I spaced it out. So I'll have to do something. But anyhow, I studied her psychological profile. We do forget. Sorry. Going back to the thought. What happened in the Garden of Eden with Nakash profiling Adam and Eve? Nakash knew there was no sense in profiling and targeting Adam. All of his time and energy was studying Eve, because he knew that if he could trick her, what was forbidden would be acceptable to her. What in the world, and presently, what has been forbidden as a culture is being accepted. So let's say that Nakash has been studying the mindset of the American people for 200-300 years. And eventually Nakash was able to wear down the conscience of the American people, break the effect of the Ten Commandments, every commandment, break every commandment. What if Nakash, the serpent in the garden, could do the same to the people of this country? Well, we're in the middle of a psychological operation carried out by man, directions from Nakash. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
So we're studying Nakash, because Nakash studies mankind. Nakash in the garden studied Eve. Now, what happened in the garden is happening presently. And it would happen, according to the Bible, that at the end, Christ said, at the time before his second coming, "See that you be not deceived." Well, what was Nakash's name? He was the deceiver. But this time, he's not just out to deceive an individual and her husband. He's out to deceive mankind in the nations. And it is occurring. You are being studied. Every one of you, Nakash, through social media, through internet, through your patterns, through your ebbs, your flows, your ups, your downs, your what you like, what you don't like, what you watch, what you view, what you talk about. Nakash, through social media, through all of the government agencies, the apparatus of terror, is studying you. Well, how do you think mankind is going to be forced to opt into a social credit score? How is mankind going to be able to opt into a digital economy? Because you have been studied. You have been worn out. You are being worn out like a piece of cloth. Eventually, your blue jeans or whatever you're wearing wears out. Why? Little by little, just every day, a little bit of rubbing here, rubbing there. Nakash, without the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be deceived. And even with the Holy Spirit, I speak to the Christians, to those who are truly faithful believers in Jesus Christ. Even you are being daily, you are being profiled, and Nakash knows each of your personalities, and he knows where you're weakest. In the Christian churches, I'll address this. The divorce in the Christian churches, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's because women eventually, you might say, have had it. And because men don't know really how to protect the family, to protect spiritually the relationship with the wife and children. Nakash has done a wonderful job of destroying the psychological profile and the spiritual stamina of Christians. But he's also done it to the people of the world in general. What would happen in the Garden of Eden, Nakash would use government agencies in every country. Mao did it, Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, the presidents of this country. Sorry, I hate to tell you that all the presidents of this country to some degree did something to further the breakdown of society. There was always a war within each administration starting from the beginning to destroy the culture, the great psychological deception at the end of the world. We have been in it. This is why people have accepted the digital world. Why? Because it is so convenient. You have been worn down. And the societies of the world, according to the book of Revelation, would go this direction. They have to. They have to. As society modernizes, as it becomes more sophisticated, there has to be, as the nations, now we're at 7 billion people, there has to be always a way in which the societies can feed and protect their citizens, how the citizens in an economy can fuel commerce. But I'm going back to Nakash, the serpent that studies. That's what he did. He studied. You're being studied. And he's getting the victory to a great degree. This culture has been, just like Eve, has taken the bait, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Taken the bait. Now, initially, at the beginning of the program, I talked about this portion of media that is drawing women into the occult. Why? The pattern remains the same. It never changes. Eve was deceived, not Adam, because Nakash figured out what made Eve tick. And what was it that made Eve, what was it that caught her? Number one, she should never have had any conversation with the deceiver. She thought she was as brilliant as she was. She thought that she could have a dialogue, engage in a conversation with the most intelligent creature ever created. He's created. The Godhead existed eternally, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nakash, the serpent, the deceiver, Lucifer, was created. Very, very intelligent, the most brilliant of all the angels. And she thought she could have a conversation with him. Through time, it is recorded in the Bible that women were used. Remember Jezebel in the Old Testament and her evil? And Lucifer has always gone, stayed faithful to his objective. He would psychologically profile women through the ages and deceive them. And we'll get into her psychological profile even a little deeper. I still have a few minutes. What was it that caught her? What was it that she desired that she couldn't have because she was a woman? She couldn't have the authority that Adam had. See, Adam was created first. The competition had already begun with Eve. She was already in a competitive mode. And this is what Nakash was attacking. And he said, she told Nakash that this is the one thing we're forbidden to do. And he said, well, the reason you're forbidden is because you will become as God. And he was saying, basically, you will be God. What is the trend in the social or the science world today? Everything is being funneled, directed, moved into directed to man is God. Man is God. Man can create just like God. I have an article right here in front of me, and the article is that they have found the DNA of all these ancient animals, and they're not looking at animals. I'm going to tell you the truth. They're looking at the DNA of giants. How extinct, this is BBC.com, BBC. How extinct animals could be brought back from the dead. God, man-God, or God-man, bringing animals that are extinct, that have been dead for thousands, tens of thousands of years, bringing them back to life. This has always been man's desire, to conquer death, to be triumphant in the areas of creation, of life, creating new species, taking species that exist, taking the DNA, combining the species' DNA, creating new creatures, creatures that were not created initially in the Garden of Eden, taking the creatures that were created in the Garden of Eden by God, and taking the DNA again, making a new creature. Eve wanted power. This is what she wanted, power. She wanted the authority that Adam had that she was denied because she was created second. Now, Lucifer knew her profile because Lucifer was also cheated. He believed, this creature believed it was he was cheated. He should have been created God. And so he understood how to attract Eve in the conversation. You will be as God. Because Lucifer knew he was down on the totem pole. And he was created so brilliantly with such power and authority that he felt that he could engage directly with the Godhead that created him, that created the universe. Well, he was mistaken. But the pattern back then exists in the psychological profile of these men that rule the world presently, that are changing the world for evil. Who's changing the world for evil? Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci. See, these men, like I mentioned yesterday, in the whole medical profession, what the doctors, they now have what I call a God complex. They feel they have the right to decide who lives and who dies, who gets what treatment, who is denied treatments. They have a God complex. They all come from the same cloth. They are narcissists, but some just not as powerful as others. Narcissism, there are degrees of narcissism depending on your position, where you, like, does a regular MD have the same narcissism as Anthony Fauci? No, because he has a parameter. He has boundaries. Did Fauci have boundaries? Parameters? No. Does Schwab? No. I'm using these as examples because it makes things clear when you see what happened in the Garden of Eden. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts. Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC swamp.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake. A tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with a dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside.
If you think you can have a dialogue with Lucifer, with the snake, you are mistaken. You are mistaken. If you feel that you can let your conscience if you won't follow your conscience, if you won't follow what's right, you are caught. But fortunately, through the Lord Jesus, you do have hope. Now, with the targeting of these young women, these young girls, this has is the target or the strategy of the snake, of the deceiver, from the beginning. And one, what entices these young girls is power. They're promised power. Exactly like Eve, you will be as God. This is why so many young girls are being drawn into the whirlpool that goes down, down, down. They're not mature enough psychologically to understand evil in the world, because most of them come from families that are well-to-do. They're not, the parents are just divorced, maybe. And these young girls are looking for something. But again, the feminist movement, let's talk about that. Why is the feminist movement so powerful? What is the draw? Realistically, man hatred. Hatred of man. And many don't know why they hate men. It's because men in the Bible have been given a sphere in which they are to have authority, just as men. This is why the attack on men to lead the position as men to be women. But still, in these individuals that are trying to jump a sex, still, they will have the psychological thought that they are superior. Not superior in a good sense, but they still have a quality that is God-given that they will not be able to erase. And women, the reason women, two reasons women hate males is, number one, because they have a position that the women don't have. And then secondly, women want power, and they want, and Eve, even after Eve, after the fall, she knew what she'd done. She knew what happened. Eve went along with her plan, and it says in the book of Genesis that eventually Eve coveted her husband. Well, people think that she was attracted to him, coveted him because of his physique, physically. Not really what it means. It means still, even after she made a mistake, a grave mistake, she still desired his authority, his power. And that has been the case to the present. Now, the principles that took place in the Garden of Eden. Women are being targeted in the societies of the world again presently. And this is why there's been a rise of witchcraft and witches internationally. In the New Age movement, the witchcraft is enticing to women because they learn how to take Lucifer's power. Madame Blavatsky, all these other women that were mediums, because they did have power. And this is what Satan will give them. And it destroys families, it destroys cultures. It brings evil into the world. Satan, or the deceiver, is still targeting women today. Women, I would say, stay away from young girls, parents. Warn. I don't know what you can do anymore, really. You can warn these young children what is evil, but the influence and the power of this culture is so powerful, it is hard to resist the tide of evil that has come into this, like a flood, into this country. It's very difficult to stand against it. Now, why do the militaries, the Catholic Church, has, as a religion, and all the religions, they have used what? Psychological profiling on their congregations. They have used the Catholic Church. They have used through their ways to study an infant, they can tell by certain markers, little children, little males, that are born with a goodly quality. And it says Moses, when Moses was born, he was goodly, not just in appearance, but something with him as an individual, even as a child. People knew there were qualities in him that would be evident as he aged, as he grew, as he matured. These qualities were there present at his birth. And the Catholic Church, they have the same way to psychologically profile these children. So do the satanic covens. They know how to take 10 children born at the same time, and they have ways to see the spiritual qualities of that child and which of those 10 will be the highest ranking satanic priest. And that child is where everything is directed from the occult world to empower that child to be powerful in the future. Now we'll talk about that in just a second. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Hey Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
So this is the what the agencies of the world are doing. They're profiling the cultures. China, they have mastered profiling the citizens of China and America, England, Germany, oh, I guess every nation. Because to control the population, they have to know what they can get away with. They have to profile to see what will the citizens allow them to get away with. We, as a culture, we have been very forgiving to evil in this nation. Very forgiving. Very forgiving to politicians who are corrupt. Very forgiving to presidents who have committed filthy, filthy, evil crimes. We're forgiving. And they know what they can get away with. They know they can lie, and the American people are too busy spending their money, having a good time, going on vacation, festive evenings. If you're not on guard, you will get caught. And what happened in the Garden of Eden with Eve, the same principle, that was just an individual, one person, and her husband. But now you're talking societies. But still, Nakash is targeting the women of the world. Women, you are being targeted. Your psychological profile, your makeup, like I stated earlier, what you like, your ebbs, your flows, your tastes, what excites you by the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. And I guarantee you, 90% of the women do desire power. In the Christian churches, there is a spirit, and it is a Jezebel spirit, where women love authority in the churches. The Apostle Paul warned about this type of spirit. And he said women should not have what? Power. Why? Because Paul studied what happened with Eve. And Paul studied what Nakash enticed Eve with. Power. You will be as God. You will have power. Mankind has been tempted as a species. You will have power like God. You will be able to, at some point, find the way to eternal life. You will, according to what it says about Antichrist, he states that I will ascend to the throne of God Almighty, higher than into his heaven. I will. And this individual has been studied from the time he was born, like I stated before the break. Yes, the psychiatric world, the agencies, they do study children. They know when children are born, the qualities these children may have. Now, it goes beyond physical. For the Christians and for the Satan worshipers, I'll just mention these two worlds. Forget the world in general. The devil worshipers, they know the intensity of the individual and the witchcraft and the power that individual, that child will have as he ages, as he grows. And they protect those young babies that are going to be high priests in the occult. In the Christian world, it's the same. There are children that are born, and parents or individuals that have spiritual intuition, they will know that these children are going to have a place in God's future. And those children that have a place in God's future, God does send his angels to protect them. Just like God sent human angels to protect Moses when he was put in a little reed basket. The angels walked on two legs, had two hands, eyes, ears, and they watched him float through the river. They were angels to protect Moses. And God put this child in Pharaoh's household, Pharaoh's daughter, because he had a plan, not for Egypt, but for God and the children of Israel that were in bondage. And with individuals that are Christians, God will have to put angels, and does put angels around them to protect them from deception, death, and everything that Satan has planned for them, because Satan knows their destiny also. We'll be back to finish out Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
KHNC is proud to carry My Kind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, to finish out, I'll just end with a few thoughts. So on Twitter, on these different social media platforms, young children and especially young girls are communicating with other young witches, and they are fascinated with what? With the power that they can have access to should they become adherents and adepts in the occult. It may cost them eternally. You know, with the young children, I remember initially back in the beginning of the century, Harry Potter, by Rowling, this girl. How does she know so much about what she writes about? Do you suspect that maybe she's had dialogue with Nakash? Every day, you are under a spell. We're under a magic spell. But every day, when you're watching what you're reading, remember, the agencies that have been trained by that other world, the world of Nakash. Because Satan is not omnipresent, he has to use technology. He has to use an army of the occult world to do what he does. They're very powerful. This is a sign that Christ said would happen at the end of the world in the book of Revelation, that the world at the end, there would be a distinct war taking place between God and Lucifer. And Lucifer, his main tool will be dialogue with every individual, because he knows your personality. He knows everything about you. You have to guard yourself through the Holy Spirit. And he would offer mankind the thought of becoming God, knowing all, being able to create, being able to even create creatures that, just like human beings, that would eventually be the coming species of the future, and eventually mankind, Homo sapien, created in the Garden of Eden, would become extinct. Before Adam and Eve, I am sorry, we're late in the minutes. Before Adam and Eve was created, Satan already had a kingdom, what we could call cultures or societies, or an order of creatures that had intelligence, conscience, or consciousness before. And he wants to bring that initial before Adam, those cultures, Atlantean, whatever you want to call them, back into the future. But to do that, he must destroy Homo sapien. He must destroy every creature made in the image of God. This is his age-old plan. They're at the end of their time to be able to do this, because in the next decade, this is all the time they're going to get. Another 10-year period of time. The Bible says they will fail. They will almost succeed, but they will fail. Homo sapien is here for the long run to stay. Rick Rodriguez, we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hello, Kathy here from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.